And you, on your draft board, have already thrown some peppers into the gumbo.
I've tried to, Chuck. Yeah, I mean, we got peppers at the top, and we got a lot of juniors in the top part, and really a lot of juniors, when you talk about top part, a lot of juniors between 9 and 21. That's where the majority of these underclassmen really figure to go. If you look at the board and where these guys project, from Haynesworth at 10, went down to, say, Dennis Johnson at 24, there is a ton of juniors. So the impact won't be felt necessarily early. Outside of Julius Peppers, maybe Roy Williams, certainly Haynesworth, maybe Shockey and William Green, but the majority I see, like I say, in the early to mid to late portion of the first round.
Mike Williams is an awfully big guy. Oof. I mean, I just can't imagine getting a whole lot bigger than him.
Well, I'll tell you what, you talk about how good he can be, Chuck and Chris, I think you're looking at a guy now, guys, that they could be on a par or maybe on some team's boards ahead of Bryant McKinney. So we said that all along. It was kind of, this is going back to the when you had the Meyer Bledsoe, the Leif Manning, you know, you had debates at different positions over who. Remember Champ Bailey, Chris McAllister? Remember Terrell Buckley, Troy Vincent? I mean, we've had battles at positions over the years where sometimes one turned out to be a lot better than the other. Sometimes they were very much equal. But in this case, McKinney and Williams, a big debate on draft day is going to be, hey, who should have the higher grade?
Well, there you go. That's the fun part. How have you how you've done in terms of your mock draft? How comfortable are you with it right now? How much change do you anticipate between now and April?
I feel good about three teams. I'm serious, guys. I mean, I'm not lying. I'm trying to be. I've had next to each team several names, and the reason why this is a tough thing to do right now. It's fun to do, and some, you know what happens ultimately? Sometimes that projection I did that you see is sometimes more accurate than the one I do April 19th.
Right.
And the reason is because you go by your gut, you go by some needs, but you're factoring where players project now. Then you get caught up in the Senior Bowl, the practices down in Mobile, the All-Star games overall, the combine workout. Then you get all this information, and then your head's spinning, and then you react differently. This is all instinct and gut, and sometimes, like I said, some of my best projections have been the ones I've done in January.